The at the end of Shnai Mikra, we did a bit outside, but I think we got through the
291.
We got through the basics. Yeah, page 291. Kriya Satora on Shabbos. Some very interesting things that we'll have the opportunity to cover Be'ezras Hashem this evening. Okay, page 291. Kriya Satora on Shabbos. So it says the Mishnah in Megillah, B'Shabbos Shiva Ein Pokusin Mehen. So on Shabbos, the minimum number of kruim, of people that are called to the Torah, is 7. You're not allowed to have less, but you are allowed to have more. That is being contrasted with during the week when there is a set amount, but you are not allowed to add. Not allowed to add during the week. On Shabbos, you are allowed to add. The extra tircha, discussed maybe later up to a point. There's a point at which the tircha to the tzibur is significant, but it does not preclude calling extra people. Umaftir and benavi, and we conclude with a section of navi. Where do these numbers come from? It's a fascinating gemara. Not going to spend too much time on it, but it's worth noting. Hani, pen number 36. Hani shlosha chamisha v'shiva kenegami. So the 3, 5, and 7 when it comes to Leah. So 3 is during the week, 5 is on Yontif, and 7 is on Shabbos. What do those correspond to? So, Chad Amar Keneged Birkas Kohanim. It corresponds to Birkas Kohanim. What does it mean, Birkas Kohanim? The number of words in the continuing psukim of Birkas Kohanim, which goes 3, 5, and 7. V'chad Amar Keneged Shlosha Shomrei Hasaf Chamisha Meiroi Pnei HaMelech Shiva Roei Pnei HaMelech. So what does that mean? As soon as you hear Shomrei Asaf, I think naturally, and the Roei Pnei HaMelech, our minds go to Purim. To Purim. And those are descriptions of the people. Now, as you'll see from the psukim which are cited in the side over here, the 3 guards are as from Pasuk in Malachim, the 5 officers are the kings from Malachim Beis as well, and the 7 are from Esther. So he points out on the bottom that it's a machlokas, a very interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. You look at number 20. So the references source follow Rashi. Tosos argued that Chazal would not have instituted the number corresponding to those close to the wicked King Ahasuerush. And instead, this must refer to the 7 mentioned in Yirmiyahu as being close to King Tzidkiyahu. Either way, one can explain the Chazal associated these verses with Kriyas HaTorah to highlight that reading the Torah should also be deemed a matter of royalty. That, I think, is the big point. But the little point is an interesting one, that these things don't seem to line up naturally with a source that we would have expected. But sometimes that's what happens. Yeah. So those the Gemara does discuss all of those as well, but nothing to do with these psukim. Nothing to do with these psukim. Okay. We'll focus for now on Shabbos. So why 7? This is a wild Shibolei Haleka. Wild Shibolei Haleka. Says Shibolei Haleka, Matzasi b'tshuvas ha'goyim lama korim b'Shabbos b'Torah Shiva. Why do you read 7 aliyos? She'em ye'ara la'ones la'adam shalom bala beis ha'kneses kol shiva simina shavua v'lo shama baruchu. If somebody missed davening in shul all week, so didn't get to hear baruchu, yazim if yakor in shiva pa'amim baruchu v'yetze yidei chavaso. It's make up baruchu for the people that didn't get the shul during the week. It's like one of those marakumas that you don't publicize. People are going to start staying home all week. Kiviyotze with Shabbos. But when you think about it...
He's 14.
I guess you get to show for one. But wow. But it's wild.
Making a bargo.
But I think what it makes you realize is I think the normally the attitude that we have to a baruchu in Shachris and a baruchu in Kriyas HaTorah are not exactly the same. But it seems to me that they're very, very similar, and they should be taken. They should both be taken quite seriously. And the demeanor that we have for a baruch for an aliyah should not be so much different than it is. It's a dvar Hashem kedusha, requires a minyan, and again, according to this, it can even count instead of a baruch you missed. So again, a little bit of a muster for all of us, maybe how we deal with the baruch when it comes to the aliyahs. It might be a reason to stand as well. Right, there are those that sit for everything. There are those that stand for Barucho. And those that stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Standing for Kriyas HaTorah is probably Dumiyot Demaimin or Sinai. But standing for the Barucho might be because of Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, which is normally the way we find ourselves. Okay. Very interesting. Says the Rav Yah on the next page as follows. There's a great story that Rav Yah tells. U'besimchas Torah yatzasim v'sakneses b'chariyaf. I left shul on Simchas Torah angry in a huff. Why? There's so many reasons why. But the reason that he gives why he left, ki shamati lebella zechazan. Bella the chazan. I don't know what this guy was, but he made it into the Rav Yah, probably not for the best of reasons. What did he do? Midale yoser me'arboim pa'amim avur shisha pshitim. What did he do? So the dalig here is a little confusing. We often assume dalig is to skip. When the dalig is being used in the Gemara in the context of Kriyas HaTorah, it means to repeat. So what did he do? He explains it clearly here in the English, because otherwise it's a little harder to understand. So Bela the Chazan repeated more than 40 times for 6 pshitim. It was a type of coin. So whoever was getting the Aliyah of HaTorah had to pay. And in order to rake it in, he kept repeating the aliyos on Simchas Torah. Who allowed him to keep repeating Ladan Amar Ula Asher Amar? Why would he not be allowed to? He says we have a Gemara in Megillah. V'Rav Shmuel Nechleku Bedilug Rosh Chodesh Shebekoshi Yerusham Delevshar. There's a whole question about how we do the laning on Rosh Chodesh in order to get the right psukim with the right topics into the 4 aliyos that are necessary for Rosh Chodesh. And we paskin that we repeat a pasuk, right? It's a rarity, but the last pasuk of the first aliyah is the third pasuk of the first one and the first pasuk of the next aliyah. So bikoshi, it was not simple that we were going to that conclusion. So we take it so seriously not to repeat psukim, and he sits there belting it out for 6 pshitim one after the other, and then Rav Yah left shul in a huff. Wow. Okay, you should protest. If you're able to protest, you should stand up for the kavod of Hashem. Okay, that was the opinion of the Rav Yah. We probably are thinking, well, we do this every Simchas Torah. So the Rivash does not think that what the Rav Yah was bothered by was such a big deal. Says the Rivash, Ochen Sha'alta, Mashinagu B'chol Galilos Eretz Yishma, Shem Simchas Torah. The minhag that existed in, Arab countries, that on Simchas Torah, Oyom Chupas Chasan. I don't really know how that fits in, as we'll see in a second. The day when somebody's getting a chasan, getting married. Shekol b'nei akal migidol ma'aktonim korim b'torah, that everybody gets an aliyah. Imagine every time we had an ufruf, if everybody got an aliyah. Okay. A lot of people would be leaving shul b'chari off. So again, but Simchas Torah, we certainly have such a practice. Sometimes you have to repeat the laning 5 or 6 times. That everybody gets to psukim. Is it prohibited? Is there a problem? All the mentions of Hashem's name. All these times that we have to say Hashem's name. Maybe what the Gemara said that on Shabbos you have to have 7 aliyos, and post them and have almost 7 aliyos, that you don't have less but have more. Zeuk shaseder aroch, lo yitzarich likros ma'amashir korazek, yaseder maspik l'chol korin. And don't tell me, oh, you're allowed to have as many aliyos as possible. That's what it says. No. What does that mean, probably? That means subdividing the Kriyas HaTorah. So if it's this past week we had up 139 psukim. So okay, so you can maybe break it down into 10 aliyos and get everybody a little bit. But to repeat in order to create more aliyos, that's not what the Gemara was talking about. So who says that is mutter? Says the Rivash Nirashu mutter. He thinks it's mutter. Kevan Shamr Chazal Aval Mosifin Alayan. Once Chazal gave the blanket heter and said that you are allowed to add, you can even add if it involves repeating psukim. Ve'ein gan mishum lo sisa. What would the lo sisa be? The lo sisa would be all these extra brachos. So why is it no problem the extra brachos? Shekeim v'shein korin tzirich levarich. Once we're allowing extra aliyah, so you eat a bracha before. And that's the tzura of an aliyah. You make a bracha before. And
Okay,
so Oso kalol levado, v'chem chamoy b'chagas sukkos. So he says, I'll show you other places, such as Hanukkah and Sukkos, when we do this. Now, there are different minhagim as to how to do the Kriyas HaTorah, both on Hanukkah and on Sukkos. But there are versions in particular in Eretz Yisrael, where they do a lot more repeating of Aliyos in order to get to the number of Aliyos. So you see it's allowed, so it does not bother the Rivash. Okay, so we have a Machlokas, Gedolei HaAchronim, about how big a deal it is to repeat psukim in creating new aliyos. So how do we paskin? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Beis, number 40. Mutar likos olim harbe, ava bishakar hazeh, mashakar hazeh, v'chozeh mevorech, ein bekach klum. The Mechaber paskins like the Rivash. You can have many aliyos, and you can even repeat psukim. Not a problem. Says the Ramah, V'yesh osrim, and there are those that aser. Who's that? That's the Rav Yoh that we saw. The Rav Yoh asers. V'chein nagu b'medinos elu chutz mi'besimchas Torah. Shenagu b'tzikru minagu kisvar rishona. Simchas Torah is the exception, which again, ironically, it's the case where the Rav Yoh was so upset, but we accept the Rav Yoh in terms of not repeating, but we don't accept it when it comes to Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, the minag is to repeat.
You can't make the argument that the Torah itself repeats. You know when the Nesi'im bring all their Kabanos? It's the same exact thing repeated 12 times. Why can't we make that argument that it's okay to repeat based on that alone?
What do you mean?
When the Nesi'im bring all their Kabanos, the exact same Torah 12 times with Torah.
But those Psukim are in the Torah.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the Torah teacher goes that it's okay to...
We assume that there's value in every word in the Torah. Every word in the Torah.
It had to be that the Rav Yos had seen another shul where they did it.
Yeah. Correct. So, I guess not put on the Gemara anywhere. So again, I have a fascinating sefer. It's printed by Mosada of Cook. Somebody got it for me as a bar mitzvah present. I don't really use it after my bar mitzvah, but during the COVID Simchas Torah, when learning became a better way of doing Simchas Torah than the typical way, I had an opportunity to. We went over some of it in Shul about. I think it's called something like Toldos Simchas Torah. Like the development, it's very clear that a lot of minhagim. Again, there's not much in the Gemara, but a lot of minhagim developed mostly to show Kavod HaTorah. So I don't know exactly what period of time. It was probably around the time of the Rav Yoh, and that was beginning to develop. Those that were proponents of it were probably trying to increase Kavod HaTorah. Everybody getting an aliyah is an expression of Kavod HaTorah. The Rav Yoh was not comfortable with it. The Rivash was, and the Ramah interestingly accepts it as a split psak. Now the Magen Avraham points out. Magen Avraham points out. Just realize the Mikol Makom Einu Ola L'Minyan Shiva. If you repeat read the same psak, it doesn't count as another aliyah. So you need to, if you want to rush through in the whole parsha in three aliyos and then repeat it with another four aliyos, that's not going to count for seven. You need the regular Kriyas HaTorah of new has to be divided into at least seven aliyos. Okay, fine. Says the Birkei Yosef. Mutar gazal marbe v'zed das rivash b'shuvah v'rayosav einam machrios. He's not so convinced by the rivash. V'arashbatz chelik beis seminayik tazachon chokim v'nezek asher yiroa roa mitzvei v'achonim. Fine. V'afte nagachi v'cham v'kamos karos harivashu maran. The custom in many places is like the Rivash and like the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to do it. We should not protest. If they're offering you an aliyah and there are no new psukim, then maybe take a pass. Yeah, no, you don't know. Some people always need an aliyah. You don't need an aliyah so badly. If you're not getting any new psukim, take a pass. And somebody who has a little sway in his community, Yanik Sheikra Olim Kula Mechadash Ezeb Sukkim Nosafim, should work things out that you do not need to, that every aliyah has some new psukkim. Okay? Good. Now, I think it's kedai to read the introduction over here in the orange part for the next point. Understand the next point to the Magen Avraham because there is a change that exists that we're accustomed to that was not the practice bizmana Gemara. Yeah. Yes. Correct. Correct. Maftir does not count as one of the seven also. Yeah, correct. We'll get to Maftir not so momentarily today. Hopefully today. I don't like to make that promise, but hopefully today. The Magen Avraham discusses whether adding extra readers is permitted at all nowadays. What's the difference nowadays and those days? Those days, even if it does not involve repetition of verses, because in the times of the Mishnah, only the first Ola recited a bracha before reading, and only the last Ola cited a bracha after reading. Thus, adding extra readers did not require extra brachos, as those who read in the middle did not recite any brachos. The Gemara explains that a later institution required all Olam to make brachos before and after for the benefit of those who came to shul late or leave early. Why that would happen? Vesachlish, but sometimes it could happen. As any extra readers will now need to recite brachos before and after reading, perhaps those constitute not say brachos. So again, there are two stages in the development of Aliyos in the Gemara. Initially, they did not make a bracha on every Aliyah. Only the first person made the opening bracha, and the last person made the last one. Within the Gemara, so again, already early, they changed it to that everybody makes both brachos. The question is when, what the Magen Avraham wants to know, is when the Mishnah said that you are allowed to add, was that davka in the time period when they only had made the bracha at the beginning, at the end? What's the difference? Is that now, instead of the seven brachos kitikunam, now if you have nine aliyahs, you're going to be making nine brachos. So is that, again, to call it a bracha vatala is hard to say. We'll call it a bracha sheina tzricha. It's an unnecessary bracha. So maybe when the Mishnah said, again, I'm not saying the Mishnah was wrong, but maybe when the Mishnah said that you could call more than seven, that was in the time period where they did not each make separate brachos. Says the Magen Avraham, Asher b'chol ha-poskim. He says, again, this is more of a point of clarification. Everybody sounds like Shafilo Idna Shagun Varakin Mutal Hosev Shari Gamiz Manatamir Kalech Varak, Shafilo Achi Kazbukla Poskim, Shemert Losev Kain, Nearly Lokalasha Shabbos. He says, he quotes those that do think otherwise, because you would have found it in the Gemara. The Gemara has that takana there. And you would have seen that the Gemara says, oh, once we changed, so you can no longer add, we don't find that, and therefore we don't have to, therefore it is permitted. So that's when the Magen Avraham first puts this idea. It's like, you can add, but it should be with some sort of tzorach. Right? If there's a chasen, if there's a bris, if there's 400 yard sites, there's a lot of reasons why you might need to add. But again, just to do it bestam, maybe should be avoided. That's the impression that you get from the end of the Magen Avraham, was that just stam to have more aliyahs, to get, you know, more money for the shul, if somebody gives money, you know, for the aliyahs, or so, that you should not do.
She boldly held that gets reasoning for the seven times doesn't fit in with
it. Assumes the end of the Gemara. Right. Yes, yeah, correct. Correct. Oh. Okay, so the Pisgei Tshuvos quotes different minhagim. So every shul has their own minhag. Our minhag, I believe, I'm sure I'll get corrected, is no more than two hosafos. Three hosafos. I believe it says two. But okay, two or three hosafos. It's three. To three. You try not to. Okay. Oh, fine. So I'm not totally crazy. It's a different maduras. Either way, but I think we also, they should be avoided. It's been makom hatzorach. Oh, fine. Next. May a katan receive one of the seven aliyos. One of the seven aliyos. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Hakol olim l'minyan shiva. Anybody counts towards the seven. Afilu katan, afilu isha. Even a katan, even a woman. Aval amru chachamim, isha lo sikra batar, b'nei kavot zivar. But the Chachamim said that a woman should not read from the Torah out of respect for the congregation. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hakol olim l'minyan shiva, afilu isha v'katan, sheyodei l'min varchin. The katan has to be somebody who understands to whom he's making a bracha. Aval amru chachamim, isha lo sikra b'tzibur, v'kavra tzibur. Fine. Says Ramah, v'eilu davkam etzarf l'minyan akrim, avaloshi yukulam nashim oktanim. Okay, interesting. Even when we allowed the katan to be part of the minyan of kruyim, it cannot be all ktanim. How many? I don't know. I don't know, but not all of them. That is how the Shulchan Aruch That is how the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Magen Avraham, number 47, Avaliyosu Makre Eino Yachal Achi Yaviste Cyrus. Can he read himself? He's getting the Aliyah, but can he also read from the Torah? Says the Magen Avraham, no. Until he's a gadol, he cannot read from the Torah when getting the Aliyah. And the Prima Gadim in 48 on the next page is surprised by this psak of the Magen Avraham. He writes, Katan Jadain Lohevish De Saros, Yachal Likros, Laolam Kimin Agenu, Vyotzim Bishmiyasa Hashomim. He can be motzi other people. The Tikkun Neviim Ushikru BaTorah. There's no din de oraisa of Kriyas HaTorah. It's a takana de Neviim. V'asi de Rabbanan mapik de Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan can come and they can say that he fulfills it. Shrei Katan Olam in Shiva. Once the Rabbanan came along and said he counts as one of the seven. Ubi Me'ashasa Yekatan Olam Yekar Ba'atzmo. And the original version of Kriyas HaTorah was you got the Aliyah, you made the brachos, and you read from the Torah. So if they allowed a katan to get an aliyah, by default, it must be that they also allowed him to read from the Torah. How can that be? Because the whole thing is an institution to Rabbanan. Hey Mamru, Vehey Mamru. They make up the system, and they can make up the rules as well.
No, they're making a distinction between reading for yourself, meaning what he got as aliyah.
No, but the point is that the way it was, he's pointing out that the original takana was that there was no Baal Korah. Everybody who got an aliyah read that aliyah for himself.
Right.
So if they allowed a katan to get an aliyah, if Chazal allowed it,
he read it for himself. I got it.
Yeah.
But he's pointing out that if someone doesn't know how to read, then can this katan read for that guy too? That's what he's saying here. A minor may even read on behalf of others.
Well, there's a tzibur. There's always only going to be one person reading and people listening. So if they allowed him to count,
to read for himself, then he could also read.
He has to be being motzi everybody else because everybody else is just listening to Kriyas HaTorah. Comes along Rav Moshe, and in no uncertain terms, he weighs in on this issue, and he writes, "Lachein af b'shas hadchak ein lahakel." Even b'shas hadchak, we should not be making and allow a katan to be called as one of the seven. The fizeki time of mukher v'tamik megade v'rachon v'akilim b'shas hadchak tamua v'tzarach iyan doesn't even think even those that are making b'shas hadchak. He disagrees with. Where does he have one exception? Avo mikomakam ledina imhutzar gadol lahabar mitzvah mishpachto. What's the case? The kid learned the wrong parsha. The kid learned the wrong parsha. Now it's his bar mitzvah, but it's not his bar mitzvah. It's the week before his bar mitzvah. Can he read from the Torah the week before his bar mitzvah? Ferotze karatarmas arma lahakal kabimelime ein limchos biyado. If somebody in that situation wants to be Mekel for him to get an aliyah and to lane, you shouldn't protest. Not exactly a ringing endorsement, but there are Moshe things, since there are poskim who allow it, you could be Mekel. Rabbi Vadya is a little bit more lenient. Lena lach on there to the khatkhila in the hat the cutting of khazan a kabata gas a bash kula. Because maga mishat khatkhak. So the name is isha de the kabatorium tam me mikra kadas a khomis wo kha post kematirim. He says if there's no better balkori than the 12-year-old, then the 12-year-old is better than having some shlamazel and shlamil get up there who doesn't know what he's doing. Why? Because there are poskim who say that it's okay in light of the fact that katan ola the minyan shiva. Which is what it says in Medina de Gemara. Says the Magen Avraham, Ve'idna lo nehigi likros katan ela lemaftir. We only allow a katan to be called up for maftir. Yeah. In what he's talking about, it does. It does. If you look at number 28, with respect to Maftir and the Haftorah, although the Halacha seems to clearly permit a minor to receive the Aliyah and read the Haftorah, many Jews today do not follow this on a regular basis. The reason may be more of a result of practical concerns, such as ensuring that the Maftir Haftorah read properly, rather than a fundamental Halacha approach that this practice is forbidden. Okay, so I guess I'll keep the thing on. I believe, maybe I'm remembering wrong. I believe that I did this. What happened was as follows. My birthday is Beis Iyar. Beis Iyar. So Beis Iyar must have been on a Tuesday. Tuesday? I guess that makes sense. Beis Iyar must have been on a Tuesday. So my parents wanted to do a bar mitzvah for me on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. With the first half of Sfira. So we had a lot of family coming from which would, and that was Sunday, right? Yeah, so Sunday. The first day of Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, right? First day of Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, so that's the last day of Nisan. First day of Iyar is Monday, and Beis Iyar is Tuesday. So we were going to have everybody for Shabbos, so they wanted to do something in order to do this. So I think what happened is, if I remember correctly, and again, it may be slightly editorialized after 30 years, but I think what happened was, so it was Parshas Achrimos, because my mitzvah parsha was Kadosh in the next week. I got Maftir, I leaned Maftir, got the Aliyah, and I did the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh. It was at the Hashkama Minyan in my parents' shul. I'm guessing what happened in the backstory is that my grandfather suggested that this is what we should do. The Rav of the Shul was a Talmud of my grandfather. So I'm guessing that what happened is once my grandfather said that it was okay, he was kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. And then it's mutter. There's no question that it's mutter. It is not commonly done. Not commonly done. So again, Maftir, and they don't read the Maftir because they don't read the Maftir Bichlal. That's that we're going to get up to that soon. Okay, interesting. So again, that's what I remember.
I had a Maftir. My first Maftir was when I was 10 years old because of circumstances in the family or whatever. Shul and carpets.
Okay, we're in good company, Alan. Me and you. Okay. Anyway, that's what I remember. But again, based on this, again, if somebody asks me for here, the answer is no. The right there. Oh. Exactly. I should have paused before, right? Okay. I want to get too far. That's the problem. I don't want to get held up. If you look at the end of in Source 53, so Rabbi Avad writes, the end of the day of the Chorah should depend on Minhag. Okay. Kriyas HaTorah, Minhag on Shabbos. Then we're going to get back to Maftir. We're not done with Maftir. That was really just Agav Katan. We discussed it. So Kriyas HaTorah, Minhag HaTorah, Takanos, Tikin Ezer Shkorin, B'Minhag B'Shabbos. One of his Takanos was to read on Shabbos at Minhag Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. Because of the Yoshvei Kronos. What are the Yoshvei Kronos? He was sitting on the corners. Yoshvei Chaniyos, Kolimos, Achol, Oskim, B'Skor, Ben Korn, B'Shin, B'Chamishi. Tokum B'Ginai, Kriyas Yisera. Since people are going to be busy working and not going to hear the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, you give them a shot with Shabbos afternoon. Okay, what you see in general was that Chazal used Shabbos as really a day to make up a lot of what, unfortunately, was sometimes missing during the week. Again, it was the realities of life. The realities of life did not always allow. So Baruch Hashem, when people are able to, they should do it the way that it should be done. Vector 299. Here we go. So the last person called up for the Aliyah is the Maftir, and the Gemara has the following machlokas. He boy, the Maftir, Maushi, Aluminium, Shiva. Does Maftir count as one of the seven or not? It's a Shailin the Gemara. Ravuna, Biyermi, Barabba, Charam, or Olav, Charam, or Ona, Ola, Machlokas, Amoroim. Manda, Omar, Ola, the one who says it counts, Dakari. Lamaisa is reading in the Torah, why can't it count? Manda, Mareno, Ola, Kedula, Damar, Ula. Why is it the one who reads the Navi has to get an Ali at all? Two completely separate things. It's out of respect for the Torah. To only be called to read the Nevi'im and not be called to read the Torah is disrespectful to the Torah. But if that's the only reason, it doesn't count towards the minyan. Okay, that is l'chora how we pasken. So the Rush though adds as follows: v'hilchasa maftir ola. Although we generally don't count it, there are situations where maftir can count. U'lekach anu novagin. When do we count it? B'tainis b'mincha b'tishvav of Yom Kippur and b'mincha, right? There are times that we do count the maftir. What right do we have on those days to count the maftir? It's because me'ikar hadin, we really paskin that the maftir could count. So on those days, when for whatever reasons we're trying to keep things a little bit more concise, we do count it. Aval b'shabbos hashmini maftir b'yontav hashishi v'yom kippurim in the morning hashvi v'yishi anerotzen lazos minogeno alinu b'tukol alma. It's an interesting reason. We prefer that a normal Kriyas HaTorah, when it's possible, should be good according to everybody. Kuli Alma here means all of the Amaram. Usually when we try to catch everybody, the Halacha, past the Amaram, we want it to be good according to everybody. That's how they all pasken. What does that explain? Where we put, when and where we put Kaddish in. Because we have Kaddish before Maftir on Shabbos, we don't on a fast day. Why not? This is the reason. Tikdu lomer kaddish bin shvi l'maftir lomer she'en b'minyan ha'shiva. L'kach shvichin l'afsa min ha'barsha she'kar ha'shvi. So that's why, again, we want to show that it's something distinct and something separate. We can't do that on a tiny time mincha because it's not distinct and it's not separate. It is one of the necessary aliyos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no, again, likros, shiva v'ligmoy mar ha'barsha v'amar kaddish. We conclude the parsha. We say kaddish as a break. Then we go back. We don't actually read all of Shvi, but you go back and read some bit. Why is that not a problem of being Chozer? Because you have no choice. Because we said you have to finish the whole Parsha as part of the seven. And you need the Maftir to read from the Torah. Why? Because it's a lack of Kavanah Torah. So it's like Rosh Chodesh. When we have a situation in which we don't have a choice, so then we repeat Pesukim in the Torah.
Why can't the seven
also read the Maftir? Because the Maftir was designed to be an additional thing. That's how it was designed by Chazal. That it was an additional. I don't know the solve. I mean, it would be different problems. Different problems. Again, the problem is repeating, but we have a solution when it's necessary to repeat. Okay. Now let's get to the. Right, but again, that doesn't bother us when it's required for an aliyah. Once there's an aliyah that's required, then the extra barakos and brachos don't bother us. Now we're going to have some very interesting things when it comes to the haftorah. Okay, see if we can do this. Says the Torah as follows in number 60. What is the haftorah all about? So ideally the Navi should be connected, what we read in the Torah should be connected to the Parsha. It should be a minimum of 21 psukim. Why? Because it was designed, as we'll read in the Vujraham in a second, as a replacement during times when they weren't allowed to read Kriyas HaTorah. So three psukim corresponded to each of the Shiva Kruim, because you can't have an aliyah less than three psukim, so 7 times 3, 21 psukim. However, Isolik in Yonah Bebatsim Yechavah psukim, but sometimes the topic is over, so then we end the Haftorah at the appropriate time. The Abu Draham explains, why do we do this whole thing? We wanted to make sure to have a replacement when the Kriyas HaTorah was not allowed. Now, we know that a Sefer Torah is necessary for Kriyas HaTorah. And we know that a Megillah is necessary for Megillas Esther. What about a scroll when it comes to the Haftorah? Says the Levush, Tamati Kol Yomai. I've wondered my whole life. That they don't write the Haftorah like a sefer Torah. K'moshe kosvin on Megillah shekoron betzibor. When you read a Megillah betzibor, so you make it into a real scroll. K'yayinirli shein yotzim betzibor klal b'kriyas Haftorah shekoron b'chumash ha'tefasin. Printed chumash and I don't say anything. Why should it be different? Says Lavush, I just don't get it. He says, I see what's happening. I see that that's what the minhag is, but it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Suggest the Taz. The Ishtamitze, the Lavush forgot. Sugidani Zokin Dav Samach. Hai Safra the Aftarta also Mikre Bishabis. The Lo Nitan Likosev. Pirshashi Pachos Misever Echot Sholem Laatzmo. Velo Das Lazos So what happened? The Gemara says that you're not allowed to read from a scroll of the Haftaros on Shabbos. Why? Because a scroll of the Haftaros should never be written. Because it's less than a whole book. You're not supposed to write less than an entire Sefer. So just to pick, I make a scroll out of the Haftaros. Similar, imagine the original Haftorah book, the maroon one. Not the newer ones, where it just has... No, not again, imagine that one. The printed one that was used for decades, that I probably used at that same bar mitzvah when I was a katan. The haftorahs are just there, and it's 21 psukim from this, and 21 psukim from that, and then you don't have... What is that? Even if you put that into a scroll, what is that? That's the Gemara talking about, same with the haftarta, and it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. Okay, so there were times Eislazos Hashem was necessary, so they could do it, but really we shouldn't allow. So what does he suggest? There's really no halachic difference between a scroll just of the Haftoros and a printed chumash. Neither one should really be allowed because it's written the whole thing, but you see the Chazal allowed for a Sefer HaFtoros that existed. It must be that when it's necessary, it's allowed to go. So if it's necessary, you can also read out of a printed one. It's an interesting connection. Meaning, once there's no din of a Sefer, because you didn't put everything together, so then a Chumash is not going to be any different. Says the Magen Avraham, he quotes this Gemara as well. But he says all this that the Gemara talked about was when you couldn't do otherwise. But in the bold part, but he says nowadays, even if you want to use the logic of the printing press, you should print the whole Sefer. Because what right do you have to just print? There's a few psukim here and a few psukim there. So even if you want to say, you can't have the whole thing b'chsav, it certainly is better to have the whole thing even in a printed version. And there's no reason that just a Haftorah book alone should be allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah 65, Umikamokam, Ein lam rak Haftorah, and it's Fesus b'chumash, Yesh lismach l'haga shol v'atav kriyas Haftorah. If all you have is Haftorah the way it's printed in the Chumash, again, which is just that little part, better to do that than to skip the Haftorah. Not exactly a ringing endorsement of taking your stone chumash up when you're doing the haftorah. Ach lechatchila bevadai roi v'nachon shielikol tzibur neviim shenichtavin beklaf kedin. Ideally, a tzibur should have written properly on a klaf. Shaz gam hashem zechav bekedush mashengi shual near the fuss. It's better than the fuss. V'chein hin negagro bekilasu ka'es mishpatze barbikos yisrael v'ashrei chalkam. Okay. So ideally, it should be mamish like a Sefer Torah or a Megillah. But there is still an in between. You still get the impression that you have the choice between the scroll of the Haftoros versus the entire book of a Navi in print. The Taz and the Magen Avraham would both say that the whole Sefer of Navi is better. So if that's the case, then even if you can't have it written from a klaf, you should still do it from an entire sefer. Rabbi Vadia disagrees. Says mitzvah lehad legraf Torah mitok sefer akosav iksav yad b'kedusha klaf. You should have a real neviim written nach on klaf. Even if it's just haftoros, Torahs, veino sefer nave shalom. He disagrees. Still better to use, if you don't have something written on klaf, you should use the entire sefer than just doing it from the chumash. don't know. I think the Pasha says that's our minhag. It's not just for convenience purposes that we have. Again, the newer version, they got smart, and they have the Haftorahs are in bigger fonts and things like that, but the entire Tanakh is there. Now, this does not require the entire Tanakh. The MS is, if you want, according to what the Taz and the Mogen Avram said, if you were doing, the Haftorah this past Shabbos from Sefer Melachim, you could grab the Art Scroll Melachim off the shelf and have the whole Melachim, and that's fine too. You don't need an entire Tanakh necessarily, but Lechatzila, it should be done. It certainly should be done from an entire sefer. Who should read? Who can read the Haftorah? So the Rav Ashwad was asked about giving the Aliyah to a katan. So he writes towards the end, in the end of 68. Dola mishakori Haftorah tzarich likros b'Torah. Hishem agadol kara l'toseves u'le'atzmo v'lo b'ramavte v'ein kan kavra Torah. What he's dealing with is the following. If you call up the katan, should the katan read the Haftorah also, or should you have somebody else reading on his behalf? Maybe he can get the Aliyah, but maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he shouldn't read it. And what this morphs into, again, maybe we'll do it outside a little bit more, just so we can finish. Is what about in general? You call somebody up to get in the Aliyah of Maftir, who does not know how to read the Haftorah. Are you allowed to have somebody else read on the person's behalf? So if you look in the orange part, in the second orange part on 305, right, this bit is common practice regarding calling up someone who does not know how to read from the Torah from Haftir. Common practice is to be lenient in this regard, following the Beis Yosef. But the Ramah mentions a slightly different situation when the Maftir does not know how to read the Haftorah. And there he writes, if you look at number 7, the Chatzchila Aser Lasos came. It is not. It's taken on a little bit of its own life, that it's not a big deal. Where does that come from? So L'chorah comes from the logic being that maybe our reading from just the Chumash doesn't really have any value. Meaning the poskim assume, is just to summarize what we see at the end, that you need to, if you're reading it not from a formal klaf, then you need to read along with the person who is doing it. They can't be motzi you. So the extension of that, which isn't Pasha, but the extension of that, is that maybe if they're not being motzi you, so there isn't really any value in it. And that's probably, maybe you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in the shtibel, that's what they do. Nobody says it out loud. Somebody makes the bracha, and everybody goes, and then make the bracha at the end. And again, they say all the words when they do the, but they say it to themselves. I mean, they don't actually say it out loud at all, because you're not being motzi anybody.
And a lot of those shtibah do it now.
Not if they do.
They have one guy that's reading it, reading along.
Right. No, but the way that it's done in the ones that don't have it is nobody does it out loud. Everybody reads it in what we call in an undertone. So again, I think two things that do emerge. The halacha is that lechatchila we should not be calling up people who don't know how to read the Haftorah and have somebody else read it. That's another story. If you don't know the Trump, and also that they're really, it should be read from a full sefer. It should not just be read out of what we find in the Chumashim.